With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, Brooks Bollinger. As I mentioned earlier, former great quarterback of Wisconsin, played for the Jets, the Vikings, coached Hill Murray, Creighton Durham Hall, assistant coach at Pittsburgh. That's a whole lot of football. Oh, yeah, he's the coach of, or he's the son of a coach as well. Brooks, thank you for joining us tonight. How are you doing?
Doing well, Mike. Thanks for having me.
It's always good to visit with you about a number of different football topics. I had one little off topic before we get into the COVID and all that stuff. I was thinking about this because I met your dad, and your dad was an offensive coordinator, and I'm sure scheming and thinking football all the time. What do you think? You know, we talk about these hockey players, and most of them started skating when they were three. If a football coach tries to develop a quarterback per se, specifically, you know, make them a great decision maker, forgetting, you know, if they have at least adequate arm strength and you know, are athletic enough without getting into the details or having to be, you know, unbelievable. Could you develop a quarterback, or are there things that you think that it's just an art that some guys see and some guys don't see?
Yeah, I think that's a great debate. You know, certainly go back to Todd Marinovich a long time ago, well-documented story. And I think we've seen over the last, you know, kind of after my time, but probably over the last, you know, 15 or 20 years, an evolution to more of a start early, go to a lot of camps, develop specific, you know, get a trainer, develop specific quarterback skill sets. And I think there's really a balance when it comes to playing quarterback. You know, there's so many variables that come in. I think that being an all-around athlete certainly translates, and there's so many feel things, and I think it's the unique thing about football and not just quarterback is that there is that balance. You know, you have to be a well-rounded athlete, you have to gain strength, and there's no exact science, and then it's figuring out, you know, I got one in my house right now that's a freshman in high school, and you're kind of trying to strike that balance of when's the right time to develop the right skills, and I do think there's something to be said with that. I think it's more of an art than a science. You know, I don't think that there's a direct line to get there. Certainly my preference is to become a well-rounded athlete and use kind of all those competitive situations that you gain throughout your life to then refine that into being a great quarterback. I think that probably we've gone a little too far in that, you know, people think that they can just invest the time and kind of build a quarterback. But I think there's a lot more to it than, you know, kind of 7-on-7 and throwing at targets.
Well, you know, my next question is, you know, we always think about, we talk about skill set. We say, you know, how fast he run the 40, what's his vertical jump, shuttle run, arm strength, how far can he throw it, all those things. But do you think there's a brain power app, so to speak, that you can't necessarily teach, where Brooks Bollinger just sees more quickly than the next guy, the open man to throw it to, that is not just making the right decision, but it's how quickly can you get to the right decision? Do you think that some people, that's a gift for some people?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both, right? I think it's like Drew Brees is a good example. Like, I think Drew had an unbelievable skill set that he was born with, but I think he's probably worked harder to build that skill set than anybody I've ever seen. You know, so I think that, you know, and some guys, just like Aaron Rodgers is one, or, you know, Brett Favre, some guys just have this, you know, Patrick Mahomes just has a weird skill set that I don't think many other humans have had, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's a balance. But, you know, quarterback, I think the first thing is that is kind of a non-negotiable that gets lost on people is, can you step in and command the huddle, right? Uh-huh. Can you handle adversity? Do you have the character to play the position? I think that oftentimes, you know, that one is the one that for a lot of young quarterbacks that have spent too much time on the other stuff, that if you can't do that, and I think that's where you develop, you know, missing a free throw to lose a game or playing the game of basketball or, you know, being a pitcher out on the mound and having to face the adversity of being a pitcher. Like, I think that's where some of the kids that are too specialized don't have the skill set to step in and handle all those situations and have the backbone to kind of command the huddle and command the team. And it's, you know, you can't get off first base if you can't do that.
That's a great point. Yeah, if they're not listening to you, you got problems. Yeah. You know, and now this game called because of COVID, and obviously COVID rules the world right now. I was really looking forward to seeing this game, just from the standpoint that there's a couple good storylines going there, including Wisconsin's quarterback, who it looked like was going to really off the charts, and then Northwestern came up with a game plan for him, and obviously Wisconsin would have been heavy favorites in this one. I wanted to see what happened when they went back to Madison, even in an empty stadium. How did you handicap this going in if they would have played?
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of with you in that, it's already, even though it's been a short and funky season, if you look at both sides of this, there's, you know, been some big swings in how these teams have shown. And just with the Badgers coming off a tough loss, I think it got all the more interesting. You know, for me, I was kind of debating with my dad last night, actually, or just, you know, talking around how you'd look at this game. And I think I played with Jimmy Leonard, the defensive coordinator there, and I'm a sure. huge fan of his. And I think they have a bunch of guys on defense that run around right now. And I think they have a really strong defense. With that said, you know, I think that, you know, Minnesota and their running back, Ibrahim can run the football, and he's a talented football player. And then, you know, you got a guy, at quarterback that's a solid player. And I don't think they've been explosive or as consistent as they were last year. And I think missing Tyler Johnson and having some inconsistencies up front have played into that for the Gophers. But with that said, experienced players, rivalry game, you know, I think that there was enough talent there to make some noise. You know, I think you look at the Iowa game for Minnesota, flipping sides of the ball, right? And I think ultimately, even though Wisconsin, which is kind of weird, doesn't have the running back.
Yeah, you just keep waiting for where's Jonathan Taylor again, you know, and it's not there right now. Not that they can't score points.
Yeah, it's nothing against those guys that are platooning that, and I think there's probably some talent there, but you have not seen I cannot remember an explosive run yet this year. And I think they're decent up front, and there just hasn't been the broken tackles and the explosive runs. But, you know, I look at kind of the way Iowa was able to control the line of scrimmage and run the football. And the wild card was, I think, really showed in the Northwestern game for Wisconsin was, you know, really going down the line at receiver hurt them, right? I think they got exposed at having depth at wide receiver because when they lost a few of those, it really, you know, everybody wants to point to the quarterback, which you and I know is always going to happen.
Yeah.
But, and I don't think he played his best game, but I think they were, it hurt them to be down some players there. So I think that was a little bit of a wild card, but I think that Wisconsin's ability to control the line of scrimmage with a strong defense, and I'm biased.
I mean, I would have put them at 10-point favorites. Let's put it that way.
I think they won the game. They'd win the game based on that. But you know, with all that said, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, it's been a messed up year.
Yep. Oh, 2 years ago, Minnesota goes in the big underdog and wins. Yep.
And then, you know, you throw it out with the rivalry game, right? Yep. To a certain extent, it just there's enough there. It's an axe game. Anything can happen. And you know, we got a messed up Thanksgiving anyways, but at least, you know, we're playing a football game. We're going to have a nice little weekend and finish it off with a beautiful Saturday that you just mentioned with the weather and get a fire going outside, put the Badgers and Gophers on the porch and
Yeah. You know,
for the act. And it's just disappointing that.
Yeah, we got nothing else to do right now, you know?
I mean, it's just, yeah, it's, It's hard, but you know, we have a lot to be thankful for too.
Yep.
It stings when you don't get to watch this game and just go out and for these kids, right? The seniors,
yeah,
and whatever. I mean, these are the, you know, with how messed up everything else is, to be able to play for that actually means something.
Yeah.
You know, and it's too bad that we got to move on, but it's the world we live in.
You know, I thought last year they played, of course, that big game. It was the same weekend, by the way, but it was the last game of the year because everything was on schedule. But they played for the Big Ten West, and Paul Chryst, who you played for and coached with at Pittsburgh, he looked like he really had a good game plan last year against the Gophers. Like he was saying, you might have caught us once last year and snuck up on us, but it ain't going to happen again. And he ran a reverse off in the start of the second half, and it was never really in doubt. It got kind of close a couple of times, but explain him, because I understand him to be just the ultimate football junkie, that he's thinking it. He's drawn X's and O's on the napkin when he's out to eat, kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, what they call him in basketball when we're kids growing up, you know, he's a gym rat.
Yep.
And he just, I think the thing with Paul that I appreciate and like is he's so authentic. You know, I think what you see and kind of the impression you get of him is who he is all the time. And it certainly is. And I lived it as a coach, right? I mean, if he had his choice to do anything in the world, right, he'd have Mountain Dew sitting there, and he'd have the film up, and he'd just be watching cutups. And we watched a lot of cutups together. And I really, not just him, but that whole staff, you know, I cherish that time that I had with him to learn the game of football. And just, you know, I mean, I was out there at Pitt, and my family hadn't moved out yet. So I'm basically living at the office. My family's still back here. So I just had kind of unlimited time.
Yeah.
To sit with him and watch cut-ups and dig deep into thought process and philosophy. And, you know, I think, you know, he's pretty unassuming and he deflects a lot of the credit. But he's a fun guy. And for those of us that love the nuances of the game of football.
You know, Brooks, the Gophers got some would say a big break when Rashad Bateman was cleared to come back, and at the time it seemed like it, and certainly he's an outstanding player, and to a large extent it is. He played well against Purdue and did some things, but you realized early on they were going to get him the football almost as if, you know, and I'm sure he's not the only one, but you know how college coaches work, you know, when these kids were able to come back, not just him, but I'm sure the coaches said, hey, we're going to up your draft stock. Yeah, we're going to target you. You're going to be the guy. You're going to be the future piece. And that's all fine as long as you're winning. But it almost looked like they put Tanner Morgan in a little bit of a hole because he was honing in and targeting him so much. How would you handle that part of it if you're a quarterback when you have, say, very unusual circumstances, but this affects, you know, quite a few teams in the country this year?
Well, it's one of the problems, especially in the receiver room. Always, there's only one football.
Yep. And, as you've tried to explain to him, right?
and I don't know, you know, because I going back to Paul, I think Paul's one of the best at this. We had Tyler Boyd at Pitt, some of the guys, Jared Aberdare, some of the guys he's had at Wisconsin. Paul is one of the best I've seen at figuring out how to get that guy the ball, right? Move him around, mm-hmm. feature him. I would say as a player, I probably didn't do a good enough job of doing that, right? I was more focused on, well, here's where the read tells me to go, and I'm going to follow that and not put as much weight into, you know, Lee Evans standing out there.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of variables that come into it, right? One of them being him coming back and wanting to be featured. Another one is a new coordinator. And, you know, there's
yep.
just a lot of things. A
lot of stuff.
And that's why, you know, I think when you look at offensive football, it is a complex animal.
Mm-hmm.
And every year is different. And there's so many things, that ingredients that go into making that thing hum, that it's hard to just recreate, you know. And every year is kind of a whole different equation, and I think they're seeing that. I think Tanner Morgan's living that a little bit.
Sure.
You know, this year where you have a lot of success. I mean, frankly, for those guys last year, watching them against anybody, it just made it look easy.
Yeah, right? And that's just it. You make it look easy because you work so hard, right?
Well, and I think for a lot of reasons, right? You had the right people in the right spot and the right scheme to fit it, and the players bought into it and believe it, and then all of a sudden, a couple, you know, a couple spots in that equation change, and now you're searching to find it again. And I think that they've shown flashes of pulling that back together and figuring out kind of what this equation is. But it's not, you know, it's to me, just watching them, it's not quite there yet. And, yeah. and he doesn't seem to be comfortable. And I think it's that is always the push-pull we've seen with Kirk Cousins this year, I think early in the year with Adam Thielen, right? It felt like,
yep.
you know, he was going to throw it to Adam yep. come hell or high water. And I think it got him into a lot of trouble. And as he's kind of expanded and...
And by the way, no preseason for the Vikings and no non-conference for any Big Ten team. So, you know, obviously a lot of those kinks can get worked out before your main stage, you know?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It's not necessarily wrong, right? Because yep. if push comes to shove, what's my job? Well, my job is to get our best players to football, right? Because that's how we're successful.
Yep.
And there's always that balance that you go with, you know, how much focus is too much, you know, and when are you forcing it and when is it coming kind of authentically through your progressions and through the natural flow of the offense. And I think coordinators are constantly searching for that and quarterbacks are searching for that. And it's so easy from the outside and to see like when it's not working
yep.
and when it is, but it's hard, I think, behind the scenes to find that proper balance. And then all of a sudden you got it and it's like, well, how could we ever screw this up? This is easy, right? Like,
that's why sports is so fun, because you're chasing your tail half the time and you know when you got it and you say, well, I could never come out of this zone, and you can come out of that zone. Hey, Brooks, we're out of time, but thank you so much. Always good to visit with you and talk football and have somebody that can really break it down for us in layman's terms.
Yeah, thanks, Max. Yeah, appreciate it. Have a great night.
You too. Brooks Bollinger, nice enough to join us on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.